Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio and member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I am your host, Dr. Kate, and I am excited to once again welcome you to the show today. As you are enjoying the show, remember to hit that subscribe button and follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram. Today, we are going to be joined by our guest, Jordan Wentz. I have been exploring her website and a bunch of things. And I have to say, audience members, that I'm really excited about this conversation because I felt a deep connection with Jordan already because of our mutual love for dance parties.
Yes.
I am very excited about that.
Me too.
So Jordan Wentz is a professional dancer, fitness expert, movement therapy coach, and hype woman who uses her 20 years of performance and mindset experience to help people ditch their self-limiting beliefs and find the confidence to live their freest, most badass lives. And she does it all through epic dance parties. See, I told you all about the dance parties, and you know I love a dance party. The internationally touring choreographer and film actress has been coaching others on the tips and tricks that lead her to a successful career on stages across the world after overcoming debilitating low confidence herself. She then founded My Movement Mentality, a platform for total health and wellness through movement, where she's helped thousands transform their inhibitions to shine their brightest and live their fullest lives. Jordan combines her passion for giving back with her movement and mindset coaching to help people gain the trust and belief in themselves they need to unleash their inner rock star, giving them the tools they need to achieve all their dreams with unwavering authenticity. Jordan teaches around the world, turning dreamers into doers. And I love myselfers. She has been featured on KROQ radio and has worked with Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, Reebok, and the IDEA Health and Fitness Association, helping people find fulfillment through movement and dance. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah,
I am so excited to have you here. And as always, we always start with our guests. If you would tell us a little bit about your own burnout experience and your journey to recovery.
Ooh, yes. Okay. I would love to. So I've been dancing for a very long time. And I would say when I was, honestly, it ranged from late high school to early adulthood to, you know, probably just within the last 10 years, basically. I was dancing. I'd had a lot of training. I had, you know, I was really well trained. I was doing all of these amazing gigs and all of these things, but I didn't believe in myself. I felt really overwhelmed. I felt really underqualified. I was totally in my own way. And I was really hindering myself from achieving all the things that I wanted to achieve because I didn't really know how to get out of my way. I was really overwhelmed. I was dealing with an eating disorder. I was burned out. I just felt really, really stuck. And honestly, I feel like stuck is one of the worst feelings. Yeah. It's just really, you just feel pretty hopeless and like you have nowhere to go. I was uninspired. And, you know, I became very depressed. And just because I felt like there was more to my life than where I was at and what I was doing. And I really felt that in my heart and in my soul. And I was just very stagnant. And that went on for, you know, a while. And I just realized that was, you know, that I needed to do something about that, because the thing that I realized was that If I continued to do the same things that I was doing in the same way, that there would be no change. Mm-hmm. So I recognized that I had to be the catalyst. I had to take this step and do the action to really, to make progress, to make growth, and to shift where I was at, which is why, I'm really big on shifting where you're at and being able to do that, because I know that even if you're in one of the best moments of your life, you've got your dream job, you're just rocking it every day. I realize that our human nature is that we go through phases, you know, we have ups and downs every day. We have emotions, we have just things that we're dealing with and things that we encounter. And it's really important for us to be able to understand how to shift those things. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing where you're at, if you can understand how to shift it and how to ditch your overwhelm and how to unstick yourself and all of those things so that you can move forward in a productive way. And what really shifted for me, was when I started working really seriously with mindset and movement and those things together. And I realized what a harmonious relationship that was, mm-hmm. and how incredibly powerful it was. And a lot of people talk about mindset practices to shift and, you know, meditation and all of these things that you can do, which are, they're all incredible and so great. But what I realized is that when you pair the mindset with the movement, you have a totally different experience, mm-hmm. and it is you fully embodying what it is that you're doing. And it really, it changes things for you, you know, and movement creates energy. So the moment that you move your body, that you just decide to get up and start moving with whatever mentally you're going through or whatever mentally it is that where you want to go, you automatically, you start that process of moving, you know, your body is moving there for your mind responds to it. And, mm-hmm. and it's really great. I was able to completely pull myself out of that burnout and that stuckness. And it was, it essentially just kind of paved the way for what I'm doing now, for a career where I'm actually helping other people do the same thing. And I'm helping them lead better quality of lives that are more movement-based and find their joy and stay young and stay, you know, happy and healthy and unstuck and like really focused and motivated and all of those things through movement and mindset. And mm-hmm. now, yeah, I'm really happy to have started My Movementality, which is the platform with which I help all kinds of people.
Yeah.
So I feel very fortunate.
Yeah. That we always often talk about the gratitude piece and whatnot when it comes to burnout recovery. I think what you highlighted, I think something you said that is so important for our listeners to keep in mind is that you were feeling stuck, that you had reached this point of just being that stagnation and those kinds of things. And I think that this is something that people really experience when they are burned out, but maybe they're not calling it burnout. They're just feeling that I'm in a rut. And that constant, like, I keep coming up against the wall and those kinds of things. So I'm so glad that you brought that up and that was your experience in that. So yeah. if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, that's what I'm feeling, we're talking to you, or, you know, you're meant to hear this and mm-hmm. learn a little bit more about your stuckness or your stagnation. And then it's that it might be burnout and that we can help you with that. I absolutely love the connection of the mindset piece with movement and how that can be such a huge mood and emotion shifter. I know I use it. That's why I have a dance party every single day. That's why I dance down grocery store aisles when there's a good song on, those kinds of things. So talk to us a little bit more about what you've found specifically with how movement can be such a great mood shifter.
Yeah, I would love to. So movement is, it's a fact. Movement creates energy. it does. So whenever you move your body, you're generating energy. So for example, if you're feeling, many times when you're feeling burnt out, you're tired, you're very exhausted. You're just, you know, you can't take it anymore. And I know that a lot of times we resist doing something, we resist the thing that we know is going to be good for us. Mm-hmm. So we resist the eating healthy. We'd rather go for the French fries, or you know, we resist doing the thing that we know is going to pull us out. We know is going to be good for us. And this is something that I work with a lot of people as well, because a lot of people are like, okay, well, I'm stuck. I'm feeling a little bit burnt out, but I don't know. I don't feel like I want to do anything. I don't feel motivated to move. I don't feel motivated to make changes. And so what I ask people to do is to start to just commit, to just do it once even. And then I want you to pay really close attention to how you feel afterwards. Because it's that, and we have a tendency to resist the start of that thing. But once we do it, we're like, oh, this is amazing. This is absolutely what I needed, you know? Yeah. So when you really focus on the end result and you connect it to an emotion, because we are emotional beings, when you can connect to how you felt in a certain moment and you can remember that, you are much more likely to want to do that again and to want to create those positive habits that are going to really help you eliminate burnout and totally transcend all of that stuff, which is really awesome. One of my favorite things to do, and I love that you're doing this, Kate, is just a simple reset every day. I like to do this in the morning when I first wake up. I'm getting better, but I'm not the best morning person. I'm still pretty like out of it when I wake up. And so it takes me a lot to wake up. And I know that there are a lot of other people that are listening and watching this right now that are in the same boat. So I
absolutely
feel you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're like, I'm up in the morning, but I'm not like up awake in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. Totally. I'm the like, hi, how's everybody doing? And my husband is like, please go away.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, one of these days, Kate, I'm going to be like you. That's where I'm going. I'm getting better. But yeah. So one of my favorite things to do is to dance in the morning, because honestly, for me, with all of the practices that are for me, but I know like for my well-being and for my mind and just to have a good day, like my meditation, my visualization, my stretching, you know, my walking around the block, just things like that. I like to do them in the morning because I feel like if I can just dedicate even 20 minutes in the morning to just doing those things, I find that A, they're more likely to get done, and B, I have a better day. So what I like to do is I like to dance every morning. And so I recommend everybody do that. You just put on, you can even while you're brushing your teeth, put on a jam that you love while you're getting ready and have a little dance party. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just have fun with it, because you are, especially first thing in the morning, you're creating energy. So you're going to wake yourself up. You're going to get that blood pumping. You're automatically going to be more awake, more alert, and you're going to be happier, because after you have a little dance session with yourself, there's no way that you can't feel better, that you can't feel more awake, or like you've relieved some level of stress, or like you've brought some level of joy to your life. So, and then a lot of people that are experiencing burnout as well are very immersed in work. I know we're workaholics. We're really focused and we really care about what it is that we do, which is so important. Yeah. But one thing that I think is really necessary for us is to take a pause and to take a break and to take a step away. You know, a lot of people talk about the Pomodoro technique, which is really great. You know, you're working in like 25 minute sections and then you're taking a short break. So what I like to do is to tell people to do that, because I love that practice. I personally use it as well, but do that. And then when you take your breaks, let your break be a reward. So let your break be a dance party and make your hype playlist, make the playlist that is like, ooh, brings you back to high school. Yes. The one that you really, really love, the one with all your karaoke songs on it, make that playlist and have it ready so that you know immediately when it's time for a break, just put your song on. You don't even have to search for the song. You know, you've made it very easy for yourself to do that practice. And just even having, you know, a little 2 minute break where you're dancing, it's a total reset, and it totally shifts your energy and allows you to just go to a different place and kind of come back to what you're doing and start fresh and eliminate that burnout. So I'm a huge fan of dance breaks.
Yes. Love. I'm right on board with that, Jordan, for sure. You know, it's funny you brought up the, you know, listening to music and dancing while you're brushing your teeth and those kinds of things. I do that. And I, you know what, I never connected it, that it was, it's probably a big part of my morning routine and actually feeling a lot better throughout my day. And so I'm so glad that you, you know, I think we, you know, we often do things and we don't really connect like how important they are as part of our routine, or we maybe I would have never even called that part of my routine, but now I think I'm going to be more intentional about that being part of my routine. And I love the playlist idea. Mine is called Energy Burst.
Yeah. So,
and that's the one that I use when I'm taking breaks and whatnot. I put out my Energy Burst and it has a lot of 90s hip hop on it because those were my jam. So,
Oh, heck yeah. You know, and something that I like to do too is, because we have different moods and we don't always want to, you know, to the window, to the wall. We're not always in that mood, you know, and I understand that. So what I like to do is I like to have, I have playlists for different moods and kind of where I'm at. So for example, lots of times what I like to do is at the end of a day when I'm really just like, I'm feeling, you know, it's been a really long day. My brain's like, if I'm ever feeling like I'm experiencing burnout, I'm just exhausted. What I like to do is put on a really chill song, put on my very chill playlist. That's got a different vibe to it and just move to it, just move to it a little bit. And if I don't have the, if I don't have the energy to stand up and do it, then I'll just like, you know, I'll just do some chair dance into that. And it's like, it's such a nice emotional release and a great way to end your day and really just help completely eliminate and avoid burnout. You know, when you really know how to shift that, I think that that's important.
Yeah. I love the lower key vibe. My favorite form of dance when I was dancing and actually taking classes is lyrical. And for our listeners who may not know what lyrical is, it is a form of dance that is really, I would say, free flowing, very, very flowy. I've always envisioned it, but it's, you don't worry as much about the counts of the music as you do in dancing to the lyrics of the music or the flow of the music and those kinds of things. So if you're worried about being off count or something to that effect, just remember that lyrical dancing is just flowing with the music.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll make sure that you have the link to all my stuff, but I have a ton of free videos that I posted that are of all different paces and a lot of more lyrical, lyrical dances and movement exploration and things like that. So I know that one of the biggest barriers, I think, for a lot of people is that they, even if, like, even when they're just by themselves, they have this fear of dancing. They have this fear of looking stupid, but even there's nobody watching, you know? So what my aim is to do is to really help people who, you know, are, if they feel comfortable with dancing, amazing. Let me help you take it to the next level. And if you don't feel comfortable with dancing, that's okay. Let me show you some ways that you can explore your body and explore your movement and find what feels comfortable to you so that it does start feeling good. So if anybody's like, I'm having a hard time getting into the dance break thing, check out my website, mymovementality.com. And there's a ton of stuff on there for you guys. So yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. That's so great. Well, this has been so great. And I think we could probably talk about dance and movement for forever, but I would definitely like to, you know, make sure that we close out with you offering, what is one piece of advice that you would share with our audience?
One piece of advice that I would share with you is to maintain a sense of play in your life. Maintain a sense of childlike wonder and youthfulness. And every single day, try to do something that is in alignment with that. And if you're looking for help, follow me on social media because I'm such a little kid still.
That's amazing. Yes. And listeners that who have been with us for a while, you know that that is in complete alignment with my recovery practices and advice too, is that play is a part of your everyday and it is an important part of your recovery. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jordan.
Yeah.
Where can our audience members find out more and learn more about you?
You guys can definitely follow me on social medias. I spend a lot of time on Instagram. I'm like constantly posting stuff on there. So I have a lot of fun on Instagram. It's at my move mentality, all squished together, my move mentality. And then the same handle across the board. So you can find me on YouTube. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Facebook, all with at my move mentality. And also on the website, there's a ton of free content, free videos there. And yeah, would love to see you guys, would love to dance with you, would love to help you along your journey to ditching your burnout and stuckness and finding your freedom and your joy and movement.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. And don't forget, audience members, if you are enjoying this and our advice and the content, make sure to follow, subscribe, and share this with someone who also needs to hear it. So thanks again for being on the show, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you.
How amazing Jordan was as our guest on the show today. I am so excited to implement more in regard to my own dance party. Today, our recovery moment is going to be a 5-minute simple breathing meditation. And this is really important because everyone can set aside 5 minutes each day to increase your focus, open your mind, and achieve your desired goals. All that you need to do is relax, breathe, and follow my voice as your guide. As always, when it comes to the recovery moment, make sure that you are in a safe space to do so, and that you are able to put your focus fully on the recovery moment. So if that's not you right now, go ahead and hit pause and come back later. Otherwise, let's get started. I'm going to teach you some important and simple methods in meditation that will benefit every aspect of your life. Daily mindfulness practices can be done at any time of the day, and it's highly encouraged that you do not skip a day in order to fully experience the great changes that you are making in your life by doing so. Here are a few, but some of the benefits that meditation brings you in your journey toward success. It can enhance your learning and memory retention, put a stop to recurring pessimistic thinking, build your mental capacity, focus, and accuracy, create fulfilling relationships, manage stress and eliminate anxiety, tame negative emotions through awareness, and tap into your creative side, putting you in control. So let's begin. Get into a very comfortable position and make sure that you will not be disturbed. Breathing is the most important thing that we do. It is keeping you alive. Yet most of us do not notice our breath all day, and some for several years. That's why it was so crucial to our physical and mental health to oxygenate our bodies fully and consciously. So let's take 5 deep and full breaths together. 1, fully inhale positive energy and exhale by just letting go of your breath into a state of relaxation. 2, inhaling goodness and exhaling into relaxation. 3, inhale acceptance and exhale any judgment. 4, inhale health and clarity, and exhale into serenity. And 5, fully inhale desire and achievement, and exhale into complete relaxation. Let go of all concerns for daily life. Good. Now become aware of your body and feel the space around you. Notice how the space around you hugs to your shape. Notice the feeling of your weight pressing down. And see if you can feel the earth below you as if it's pressing up, supporting you. Good. Now become aware of the very top of your head and put all of your focus there, noticing any sensations you have there. Now moving down, focus on your eyes and feel how they feel and notice the tiny movements they are making. These movements relax you further. Notice now your nose and feel the air passing through as you breathe in and out. noticing now your mouth. Release your jaw if it's clenched and bring the tongue away from the roof of your mouth. Let your jaw soften. Now taking your awareness down your neck, and if you notice any tension, just ask it to release. Notice the sensations in your body. They are making you very relaxed and comfortable. Become aware of your chest and lungs, expanding and contracting with your breath. Perhaps you can feel your heart beating, pumping with love. Now send your focus down your arms, all the way to each fingertip, feeling the sensations of touch in your fingertips. Your focus is now on your abdomen and all your vital organs. Just notice how your belly feels and how it's digesting. Notice your pelvis and hips and the sensations of your weight pressing down. This takes you deeper into a state of relaxation. Your awareness goes down each leg, over your knees, and down all the way to your feet and to each toe. Good. You have now become aware of every part of your body. This is meditative. Taking 5 minutes every day to yourself and practicing mindfulness techniques will allow you to work through the problems you face, such as stress, a lack of confidence, procrastination, fear of failure, and much more. Every day, take several full deep breaths, allowing you to let go of anything that bothers you. And when you show up for work, you not only get the job done, but you accomplish things that move you towards success. When you find yourself exhausted, simply use this course to take a moment to stop, breathe, and regroup. So join me by taking a break from your daily routine. Over the next 10 days, pause, breathe, and take a moment to support your path to a successful and healthy life. Remember that you always have a choice to move in the direction of accomplishment. And dear listeners, I would love to hear from you as this is going along for the next 10 days, whenever you've come across this podcast and are listening to it. Be sure to follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram and subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery show on YouTube. I am so grateful to our guest, Jordan Wentz. Make sure that you reach out to her at www.mymovementality.com and follow her at My Move Mentality on all the social media platforms. And as always, I am grateful to each of you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on the From Burnout to Recovery show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me on the front porch today. If you want to assess your own current level of burnout, be sure to take the Feeling Crispy quiz on my website, liftwellnessconsulting.com. Be well, my friends. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate, on the From Burnout to Recovery show, where you are starting your journey to burnout recovery. You are invited to join me on the front porch every second and fourth Friday of the month on transformationtalkradio.com to continue growing in resilience and integrating recovery into your daily life. If you would like to learn more or find out how to work with me, visit liftwellnessconsulting.com.